Let's all stand. Lord Jesus, we come before your throne and pray you'll take preeminence of everything we say and do and bless the service. Manifest your life through us, Lord, and not our will, but thine be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. You may be seated. Turn to 127. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood? Spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robe be white? Pure and white in the blood of the Lamb. Will your soul be ready for the mansion bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's turn to 380. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my heart.
Chorus, He is here. It's on 299 if you want to.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
Sing, Who Am I? You want to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. Ask you, pray, Father, that your world come and speak to our hearts. Lord, we know, Father, we're living in a time, Lord, the prophet said back then, Lord, but at that time, what he had talked about, Lord, how much more is it greater than that tonight, Lord, today. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll bless each one, Father. Each one, Lord, has come here, Lord, that he'll hear your word. Each one will hear, Lord, understand, do your perfect will. We ask, Father, to bless each one. Father, those who are sick and afflicted, their brother Bobby, Lord, Heavenly Father, Sister Gensel, Lord, I don't know who's all sick, Father. But Lord, I know that you'll bless the Father and heal the body. We ask and pray this.
Amen. You may be seated. Does anyone have a special song? Let's turn to 140 then. Let's sing Redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever. So happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I think, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed by the blood of His child, and forever I am. Thank the Lord. Let's all stand. We'll sing Only Believe now. Only
Lord, we are truly thankful for this little opportunity, Lord, you've given us to come. And Lord, we just thank you for your spirit that we feel the presence, Lord, to know that you're here. And Lord, we've just humbly come tonight to speak these few words, Lord, that you've kind of pressed upon my heart, Lord, just a thought. But Lord, may you receive the glory and the honor from it. And Lord, may it help us in some way, Lord, to never fail to magnify and glorify you. And Lord, to ever be thankful for what you're doing for us, Lord. Yes. What you have done and what you will do for us, Lord. We love you and appreciate you. And we ask it all to your glory and your honor in the lovely, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, I love him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn our Bibles over, if you would. Amen. To Galatians 5 and 1. Amen. Just some scriptures that the Lord, you know, just a thought, it was on my heart today, and being it's a little Thursday evening service, but just pray that this will go together, the scriptures and things that's on my heart, and maybe just draw out a little picture here this evening. But Galatians 5, in the first verse, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. May the Lord bless reading his word, and you may be seated. I just wanted to, that little stand fast.
Yes.
Therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. And you know, we're kind of coming into, as the world looks at it, a holiday weekend and Memorial Day. And just, you know, many memorials have been built throughout the country to honor different things and to keep people's mind in remembrance of what's happened in the natural around us. Different wars, different, maybe something, great achievement some man has achieved and all these things. But you know, I want to remember the one that made me free tonight.
Amen.
And I want to read just a few scriptures. And you know, you got to be able to identify yourself in the word. Even the word that our brother's been bringing, we've got to find ourselves in there.
Amen.
And it's got to be a reality to each of us as an individual. And I want to read just a little something Brother Branham said here as he began to... This message was preached in 1961, and it's called The Testimony of a True Witness, preached November 5th, 1961. But he was speaking of Jesus, and he begins here about paragraph 67. He had read a scripture. And he says, for a text this morning, I want to use this, the testimony of a true witness. testimony and a witness. And that's the reason I read the two different scriptures. One was a testimony, the other was of a witness. And he says, now a testimony, before a person can have, a person has to have an experience before they can testify. And I want you to think about that.
Amen.
I can come up here and Brother Dillon could come to me and tell me about something he's done. And I might come up here and try to testify to you of what he testified to me about. But it ain't going to have near the same resemblance. But you take a person, as he says here, a person has to have an experience before they can testify.
Amen.
And if you were called into court, you'd have to give as a witness. You have to know something before you can testify.
Amen.
And a witness is a person who has seen something that knows that it is the truth. And they are called to give witness. And then a witness must know what he's talking about. He must not be someone told me a certain thing. Amen. It's self-centered. It's an individual affair.
Amen.
Someone told me a certain thing. He must be the witness himself. If not, he is speaking of someone else that could be a witness at the scene. And oh, I just want you to catch that little piece. You've got to be a witness. And to give a testimony, you've got to have an experience.
Yes, sir.
And amen, the precious word that I'm fixing to read here in the scriptures, it's a memorial. And it stands. And today, by God doing what he has done, I stand here. Brother Brandon preached a message one time, time-tested memorials of God. And he showed how God used Moses. And Moses stands there today as a testimony. God used Noah, Joshua, Caleb. All up through the scriptures, Jesus Christ, who can condemn me? What have I not done that the scriptures said that I would do?
Amen.
As times tested, it's standing there. Oh my, to always bear proof.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight, what we're going to read, I'd like to turn over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Amen. Amen. But you know, thinking about this, the scripture says, no man can come to me unless the Father which called me draws him. And oh my, how even that scripture, you got to be able to say, I felt that draw. I didn't feel my husband get a hold of my arm and say, you need to come to church, or you need to get this. I didn't feel my vice versa. I think I said husband, maybe my wife didn't get a hold of me and drag me into church. Maybe mom, dad. But something down on the inside, really, I can truly say I felt something.
Amen.
That was bigger than myself down on the inside. Maybe I didn't understand what I was hearing, but yet something.
Amen.
And you can honestly, once you realize that draw, you can look back down through your life and you can see it the whole way through.
Amen.
You may not have understood what it was doing at the time, but you can begin to look back and see that drawing in your life, how your steps was just led all through life to where you're sitting today. You can see God has brought you through all of that. And there again, I can testify to you how God draws. And I can tell you, and you can go tell somebody else, but you've got to experience it for yourself.
Amen.
You've got to be the witness. You've got to be able to testify.
Amen.
And not just a testimony with these lips, but it's got to vindicate out through our lives.
Amen.
Every word that we're a walking epistle, read of all men.
Amen.
Amen. That's what the word is bringing. If we claim to have this life in us, oh my, it's got to be proven out. An experience lived. Oh my, burning, showing forth. People were drawing off of it. Amen. Here in Hebrews 10th chapter, let's read here of what Jesus has done. Amen. I want you to think about this. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with those sacrifices which were offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then they would not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. And a burnt offering and sacrifice for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, for it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, For sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which were offered by the law. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. And he taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. By the way which we are all sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Amen. I've been sanctified. Amen. I am a witness. Amen. That work took place. You've got to be that witness. A true testimony. Amen. That I know, that I know, that I know. No one can take it from me. Amen. When you know something to be the truth and you see it in the natural, well, take these eyes. Maybe you see me go down there and grab Brother Kevin by the arm and flip him upside down and throw him on the floor. You'd go testify to that effect. You would know for sure it happened, and nobody could convince you different. And with eyes of faith, this word becomes that real. That you know without a shadow of a doubt that the heaven and earth was made by him, and by him all things consist, and without him there was nothing made. Every word becomes a reality and a burning testimony in your heart. In your life is a projection forth that it's truth. Amen.
That's right.
And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, and from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. I've been perfected forever.
Amen.
Amen. By his mercy and his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my. We're a trophy of his grace. Amen.
Amen.
You're not going to find anywhere in here, as our brother was saying, we're saved. And we'll read it here in a moment. But by grace you are saved.
Amen.
Before this world was ever formed, before I had done any good or evil, he saw me in his mind and he thought of me. And he said, I'm going to have, Brother Tim's going to be here at this certain junction of time. And he saw each one of you, but you've got to see that. I can tell you that. But you've got to experience it. You've got to be able to testify to that fact. I know I was called for this. I know he saw me in his mind. I know I was set here to have this word fulfilled through my life. Amen. We might be growing as calves in a stall. We might still have overcoming to do, and I'm sure I do. I know we all probably do. But we're going to get there because of what he done for us, where he brought us from. And it's his work, not our work. We're his craftsmanship. Amen. As he says here, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest at the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. Having our heart in a full assurance of faith.
Amen.
Amen. As Brother Branham preached a message one time, contending for the faith that was once delivered. We're not looking for a new faith. The faith has already been delivered. It's the same faith they have. We just need a great, it dipped into our hearts with a reality. And it'll produce the second book of Acts that it produced in the first. Amen. God has sent a people here in this age to do this. Many people are tearing down what God is trying to do. They're just trying to destroy it and distort it and take it away. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's called a people on the scene to be here in this day. We may not be fighting Egyptians. We may not be standing in front of a Red Sea. But our battles are just as great, and the test just as strong. And God's here to prove that he can have the full preeminence in the body of believers. He'll write his laws upon their hearts and in their minds. Oh my, that he would have that full assurance. They would have a full assurance that it's him within them.
Amen.
Amen. Doing the works. A new and living way, and having a high priest. Let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't really know and you're just testifying on somebody else's behalf, you might waver. But oh my, if it's ever been revealed to you and dipped into your heart, there is no wavering. Let me tell you what it is.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Peter wasn't wavering that day when he stood there. Thou art the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father which is in heaven. Amen. And he's dipping the same revelation into the heart of the believer today. That this body will come subject to every word. And we will be a vindicated manifestation that Jesus Christ is living in projection through these bodies today. He says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. And not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see that day approaching. And as we see this day approaching and the wickedness caving in and all this, now's the time that we must be there standing strong, no wavering. This is the word of the Lord. This is what God said. And this is what he meant. Amen. One on this side saying, no, he meant it like this. One over here saying, no, it's got to be like this. But there's something down in the heart of the believer that tunes all of that out and it focuses in. God said this, and God has a special way of dipping it down in our soul. And that it takes this body under control. And faith is unseen, but when it anchors, it's just as real as anything you can get a hold of in the natural and hold on to. It's even stronger. Amen. And it won't turn loose. Amen. But oh, by him, I am perfect, sanctified by the work of what he has done. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go over here to Ephesians, the second chapter, and read this now. My brother mentioned this quite a few times there as he was ministering Sunday. But, amen. This is Paul speaking here, and he's telling everyone, but oh my, it's got to be a testimony from your lips that you can put your name in here in every verse and truly see it with a reality. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he put all of this into motion for me, for you? He put all, everything that's taken place all around us, this great big rolling thing we see taking place daily, God put into place for his glory and his honor. And in his great mind, he saw you being a part of that. He allowed us to be here in this day. How great he is. He says, but wherein his great love, he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I want you to look at that picture. He set you here. He predestinated you and I to be here. And by God's grace, he showed and revealed himself to us.
Amen.
That we can see we are one of those. And we can sing that little song, one of them. I am one of them. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So happy in Jesus. Oh my. When that is rooted and grounded in there, the peace is in your heart. The joy is in your heart. It flows out from you to others. It's not something you got to try to manufacture one night a week or a couple nights at church. But wherever you go and whoever comes in contact, it's an ever-flowing. It's water from the rock from within. That life of Jesus Christ flowing out to others from you. Amen. It's not what you're going to work up. It's not what I can work up. It's not how much I can study this word of how I need to have brotherly kindness and I should have brotherly love and I need to do this. No, it ain't never going to happen. But God predestinated a people to be here to prove that he is a real and the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. And that people he would reveal himself to, that they would be able to stand, oh my, with an assurance in their heart and know exactly what God had done for them and where he had brought them from and where he was taking them. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Amen. Let's go ahead and go to Romans first here. Amen. Romans the 8th chapter. All of these are very familiar, but they got to become a true reality in our hearts. Amen. Romans 8 and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Look at the word, how it's been showing us. There's a reality. You will know whether you're walking after the flesh or whether you're walking after the Spirit. We won't be left. There's no room. God made sure that he would reveal himself to a special people. For the law of the Spirit of life, let's back up. No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
I want you to look what God has done for us. Look where we can stand tonight. Why? Because of him and his elective love and his predestination. We stand here. And he paved the way through it all. But we can't just stand here and say, that's what it says. I read that and I see that. Hey, man. Let me tell you what Brother Paul said in Romans 8. Let me tell you what he said over in Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Let me tell you what Peter said in Acts 2. It's got to be reality. Brother, let me tell you what that said. And let me tell you what happened when I done it. And I followed the leadership of the Holy Spirit and I went and was baptized. I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Let me tell you what it done in my life. It don't no longer become, well, this is what it ought to do. This is where it should do. But it becomes a reality. Brother, let me tell you what it done.
Amen.
This shining forth, it becomes a reality in your heart. Let me tell you what God's done and doing.
Amen.
Amen. It becomes a true experience
Amen.
In the heart. You can't rely on an experience. But there's an experience that comes when the stimulation of revelation of God's word anchors down in your heart and you can truly see that your name was written into those pages.
Amen.
Amen. When you begin to see that God called you for this. Oh, the road may be rough and rocky along the way. Many of us may have hard tests and trials here and hard tests and trials there. But God has brought us to this.
Amen.
And he chastens and chastises every son.
And
oh my, brings them right up through the right channels. That their character be molded to his character. And then they stand there as a reflection of him. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, what a testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my, do you know how many churches you can go to? And they can tell you all these scriptures that's in this Bible. They can quote them to you and tell you all about what the Spirit ought to do and how it ought to work. And their life is shambles because it wasn't really truly revealed to them. They just got a knowledge of a page. But oh, thank God for the reality and the baptism of the Holy Spirit
Amen.
And a change into them soul.
Yes.
Oh my, that'll bring this body right
Amen.
Into
me.
Amen. It's just manifest. This body can only help but manifest what's on the inside.
Right.
It's truly just a vindication, just showing. Amen. Bearing forth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hearing the message, the token. I preached November 28th, 1963. This is at... Just going to start down at the bottom of the page. Our brother mentioned this as well, but I just wanted to catch something he said over here. And these signs shall follow them that believe, not just professors, but identified believers. They may not follow, they probably will, perhaps they will, Jesus said. They shall follow them that believe. Just absolutely impossible for it not to happen. The works that I do shall you also. That's the identification. Jesus' identification was to manifest the word of God, which he was. And the church's identification today is to manifest the promised word of this day.
Amen.
By the same spirit that manifest and quicken the word then, the same spirit quickens the word to the believer today and manifests the same thing. Showing that that token is on this person, which is the resurrected life of Jesus Christ living in his believer.
Amen.
Oh, that ought to set the church on fire. And how that ought to stir our hearts when we can see, Lord, I've been called to this. Lord, I may see a higher rung that I've got to climb. I might see more that, Lord, this, I need to be more like you, but there's something down on the inside that's a burning challenge to get there. It's, oh my, Lord, let me reach that height.
Amen.
But oh my, that's the soul that's set on fire. Not just a jumping, shouting, screaming, hallelujah time, but it's something that's got a hold of your life and it's controlling every moment of it.
Amen.
Pulling it right in tune with the precious Amen. Word of God. He says, we have our identity. You see here, he says, the token is on this person with the resurrected life of Jesus Christ living in his believer. Oh, that ought to set the church on fire. That's true. Just as true as it could be. We have to identify ourselves with our sacrifice. We have to be identified in his death. When a Jew placed his hand upon the sacrifice, he was identifying himself. He wasn't just testifying that his brother had a sacrifice. He was putting his hands in there. The blood was on his hands. He was identifying. Hey, man, this is my sacrifice. Hallelujah. And he says, when the Jew placed his hand upon the sacrifice, he was identifying himself, transferring his sins to his sacrifice, and the sacrifice died. And now we place our hands by faith upon Jesus Christ and are identified with him in his death. Not just saying I did, I'm identified with him, but there ain't no blood on my hands. But oh my, listen, as he says, not only in his death, but if we're accepted, we're identified not only in his death, but in his resurrection. By the life that was in him is sent back upon that believer as a token, a memorial that death has passed from it and God has sealed you into that kingdom of God until the day of your redemption. Real genuine gospel, as clean as I know it, and I know it's true. I've tried it. There is no other ism, no workup, no seams, no gimmicks, no nothing. It's just pure unadulterated faith in the word of God and the finished works that God required at Calvary, knowing there is nothing we could do to save ourselves. We just accept what he did for us.
Yes,
and Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And then God gave him the seal of circumcision as a token that he had received his faith. There is the gospel. And when we claim that we believe God, then God will identify our faith by giving us the token, the blood of Jesus Christ that finished the work for us at Calvary.
Yes.
Then our life is his. The life of our sacrifice is in us.
Yes.
Amen. And that's, as he says, you've got to see it, a memorial that death is past. And today we're Jesus Christ's memorial standing here.
Yes.
That blood had the power to atone for sin. The stripes he bore, by them we were healed. That power lays there, amen, for the believer.
Amen.
To take hold of and get a hold of. And as we look around, do we see that word getting a hold of me? Do I see it? There's many of us that are sick and afflicted. And just think about it. Are we truly seeking God? Lord, I want to be a testimony for you. I don't just want to say, he healed my brother. He healed my sister. He done this blood was good enough for that brother over there. But I want to be a witness. Amen. Because that's the desire that ought to be burning in our heart. I want to be the experience. I want it in my life. Not just be able to say, I saw him do it. But oh man, let me tell you what he done for me. Amen. You watch it come right in tune with God's word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We must be. Amen.
Amen.
We've been sent here for a purpose, that we would be his workmanship.
Amen.
Amen. That he would prove out that he is alive.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we've got to be identified. It's got to be real. Just can't be something we claim. But it's got to shine forth. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And every word, got to stay in tune. We got to see it in our lives with amen to that and watch it bloom and blossom and bring forth the results of what Jesus Christ said it would.
Amen.
You don't get diving off over here into some creed or some fanaticism, diving off over here the opposite direction, but it takes you and keeps you right in the word, and you can go back and someone can pick up the word and line it up and see your life is in there.
Amen.
Not got to go hunting for it. I don't know where that's at, but it's a reality and it lines up 100% right down the line.
Amen.
Glory to his name. Amen. Let me see here. Boy, I got through that awful fast. Amen. Let's see. Sometimes I get to running. I go too quick. I should go a little slower maybe. Amen. Let's turn over here to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Amen. 15 and 16. Now let's start up at the 10th verse. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou in parables? And he answered and he said unto them, Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and they should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. And we can see people like that. We see that scripture manifested and vindicated. But this is the part that we want to make sure that we're finding ourselves in. As he says, But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things and to hear, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. And here we sit tonight. Every time we come in that door, God has made a way that we can come and hear the Word of God. And we can truly testify. I don't believe there's one person in here that truly couldn't testify and say that you've sat here and felt the presence of the Lord. And felt the word come down and prick your heart. At some time, one service here or there, God is here with his word to make sure. Amen. You know, and as we come in and gather, and we're hearing God's word, we want to make sure we're just not hearing and falling into that other scripture. But we want to be those people that's got the experience. Amen. That I can testify that this word's doing the work that it needs to do. Amen. Not that it's going to do it in someone else or done it over there, but it's doing it in my life. Amen. And I am a witness that it's happening. Hallelujah. Oh my, may that truly burn, that we have an experience and be a witness truly in this day and age that Jesus Christ is doing exactly what he said he would do in the heart of that little bride before that catching away. And oh my, we are having an opportunity to be a people. By God's grace, the word that we're hearing is bringing us to a place of full assurance of knowing exactly where you stand. That when the script, Brother Branham said, when a spirit-born, spirit-filled man puts that word on his lips, it's the same as deity speaking, God speaking. It's bringing a reality to those words. That when I stand praying, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Amen. All of these words don't just become, well, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and nothing ever happened. I claim my healing and I claim my healing and I claim my healing and I never got it. But God's going to have a people that when they say, by his stripes I am healed, the healing takes place. Amen. It may not be a miracle that happens right now, but somebody's going to be a witness and a memorial that'll stand there. Amen. That God's word's the same today as it was then, yesterday, forever. But God's got a people that's going to declare the full word, the entire word. Every word he said, not just signs and wonders here, but a life behind it that'll back it right up. That God is alive and living and got the preeminence of a people. Amen. They'll be prisoners. Yes. They'll fall right in tune with every word God's got. But oh my, as I can say here tonight, blessed are my eyes, for I see. Blessed are my ears, for I hear. And Lord, forgive me for the times I've been slowful at hearing. But oh Lord, let me be more diligent than ever, Lord, to make sure that every word is lining up in my life. Amen. Oh my, may we truly hold that in our hearts. Amen. It's wonderful to remember the things the soldiers had to do and go through. And, you know, as we see all the things throughout the land and the many hardships they endured to that God could make sure. And that's when you see that all that had to take place, that the freedom of religion could be here today. That God had a place that he could bring that word and it could come forth in its freedom. Yes. And get to a people's hearts. Oh, Satan may try to block it out. But God made the way in every aspect. He's made sure that that word was available and got it where it needed to be. Everything has taken place is because God knew he was going to have a people here to prove that give their bodies as a living sacrifice, that they would be able to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Amen. And by God's grace, I can see myself in that number. And each one of you, I pray that each one of us can find ourselves in that number. We see this word coming forth, and there's a desire burning, there's a drawing. Lord, I need that in my life. Lord, I see that greater than I ever have. I want that, Lord. Maybe it's just lacking. But oh, there's a desire, a pulsating, because that desire itself is from Him. If there's a true longing in there, a true seeking and hungering and thirsting after righteousness, they shall be filled. Another scripture that someone can say, let me tell you, brother, I experienced that. Amen. I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord met my, heard my cry, and the Word came and met the need of my life. And let me tell you what He done for me.
Amen.
It becomes a reality in our hearts and in our lives. Not just something we can talk about, but it becomes a reality. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Amen. A small exhortation. Amen. But I pray it'll just stir our hearts. The precious Word of God. You know, God knows all about us. He knows what we need. But oh my, may we truly lean on Him, for He has done it all. We've just got to learn to give ourselves over to Him. Yield to the Spirit and let Him do the work that's needed and wherever we need it. Amen. And it'll come out right. Amen. Oh my, let's all stand if you would. Just like a sing out little chorus. I'm redeemed. Amen. By love divine. Amen. As our brother comes. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine. All to Him, Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine. Oh, to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed.
Sing it again.
Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine. Oh, to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed.
Amen. It's a glorious revelation to have, to know you've been redeemed. Amen. Thank God for those precious words of life. Amen. What it means. Trust that you'll hang on to all those words, because there's something precious about that.
Amen.
The Lord wants to open your heart to. Amen. You know, as we've been on that little series, the same Spirit. You know, always as I go into these different things the Lord leads me to, I think, well, Lord, where is this going to turn out to? And where's it going to come to? What's this going to be? You know, and as I was just reading early this morning, something struck my heart so great about something. And I trust that we will be praying and asking the Lord to help us now to, as we move into this next little stage, that you'll be able to catch it. And you'll see, I'm sure, that if you begin to see it, you will want to find yourself in such a place in Christ to find His favor. That He'll, it's hard to explain, a place that you want to be so careful of everything you do, because you'll be wanting something from God that's so important, so precious. As I said, you want to walk so careful, to be so mindful of what you'll say, what you think, where you go. everything because you're constantly wanting the Lord to do something for you.
Amen.
Amen. This is hard to explain in just a short few words. But oh God, may He help us. Amen. And get us ready for a rapture. It's been spoke about so long, mentioned so many times, but yet, as our brother mentioned about anything in the Word, it has to become a reality, a true reality. Lord, help us. And like I said, there's many little nuggets in what He brought tonight.
Amen.
That will lead us to that. You see. Again, we're not here by chance.
Amen.
No. There's a reason we're here tonight. And the little bride is going to catch that purpose. And realize it. Amen. And catch it. Glory. To me, it's exciting. Already with just what the Lord has just laid upon my heart. Makes me want to be more careful than I ever have been in my life. I never caught it like I did now. So precious. Amen. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
As I knelt down to pray here when I first came in, and then they sang a little song, "For who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that when I knelt down there to pray when I first got here, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit? Who am I that He made it possible that I could be here tonight?"
Amen.
I couldn't have been here. Who am I that I would have a desire? Who am I that would be searching, seeking the Lord? Why was I given that desire? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? What a true memorial He has left for us. Let's sing a little chorus again before we dismiss. Amen. Think about it. If you stand there tonight with a precious desire, if you stand there tonight with something about it, you just can't live without this Word. That you stand there and this is the most important thing in your life. Who are you? God, rich in mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing a little chorus again. Amen.
Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that He would pray, not my will but Thine, Lord? The answer
talking about a testimony. If we're not experiencing it, of seen by grace what you've done for us, then what would that mean to us, Lord, to sing, "Who am I that a king would bleed and die for?" If it's not a reality that you bled and died for us, went to a cross for us, why even sing it? But Lord, because it's an experience in our lives, a reality, and Lord, when we sing that, we do wonder, Lord, who am I? Who am I that you would reveal your word to? Who am I, Lord, that would deserve to have the opportunity to carry, Lord, in our lives a desire that's more precious than anything in this life? A desire, Lord, that's worth more than all the silver and gold there is, and all this world has to offer. It's more precious to have that, to have all the material things in life. Who am I, Lord, and why you give it to? I appreciate it, Lord. I'm thankful for it. Because, Lord, I realize without that, I couldn't do nothing for you. Couldn't do nothing right. Couldn't even think right. Just plain couldn't live right, right at all. So, Lord, I want to thank you. Each one of us as we stand here tonight, if we have that, Lord, may we really appreciate it. As we leave this little place, we want to thank you that you gave us this opportunity. Thank you, Lord, that within our hearts lays the desire to receive more of your word in reality. That, Lord, we could be a people truly and truly and honestly walk by faith and not by sight. For Lord, what we see with our eyes is temporal. The things that are unseen are eternal. Oh God, help us now. May each one of us be praying and seeking you, Lord, with all our hearts. Lord Jesus, you promised, Lord Jesus, if we'd seek you with all our hearts, we'd be blessed. We ask now that you guide us and lead us through every moment of our life, every second of our life. But Lord, we do those things that be pleasing in thy sight. But Lord, if we do, what a blessing it is. A true blessing. If we can sit there and look and see our own life, something bigger than we are, control us. Have thine own way, Lord. Just keep us safe now, Lord, and guide us by thy Holy Spirit. Thank you again, Lord, for everything you've done for us. No wonder Apostle Paul said, be thankful for all things. Lord, we begin to see why he said that. We appreciate you now. Have your way now. In your holy, precious name we ask these things. Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings, the lily of the valley, bright and morning star, the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way, the rose of Sharon. We appreciate you now. Help us, Lord, to find favor with you. In your precious name we ask. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's sing it again. Who am I?
Who am I that a king will lead and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will but thine, Lord? The answer
won't be no services this weekend. Get you some rest. Have you an opportunity to go away. Have a little time to rest your mind.